parents, well, I have to say this before I even go there. I want to acknowledge that, you know, yes, I blame them as a child, you know what I mean, for not giving me the nourishment that I needed. But now, as I reflect back on it, you know, I mean, what I did, I own up to. I mean, although they may have played a role in it, I take full, like, responsibility for my own actions, you know. When did I come to understand that they're going through their own suffering? So it's interesting because I didn't understand for a long time that they were going through their own personal war because I was a child trying to grow up and trying to meet my own needs. You know what I mean? The only way I knew how. And when it wasn't there, I turned every other way except for towards my parents for support and help. And it took me a long time to realize that they themselves were also hurting. I mean, it is shown through different ways. They were impacted by war as well because they too was uprooted from their livelihood. You know, I mean, each time that we moved, I mean, I felt like a piece of me died. So I know them leaving the only place they know has to be traumatizing in itself. And then being forced out, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or risk being killed. That's mm-hmm. another element, you know, of trauma. And then leaving friends and family behind. That's probably another element that they had to work through. Can definitely be traumatizing. And then also some of our family members, my sister separated when we came to the United States. She ended up going to France to live with her husband.
Mm.
And you know what I mean? Like, I can only imagine what a mother goes through if they lose a child, you know? So they have to hold a lot for the family. We had 10 children in the house.
Wow.
So they will have to be a provider at the same time, have to bring a roof, put a roof over our heads and food on the table to feed us and clothes for us when it was time to go to school. They had to do a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So I understand now that, okay, I understand why they couldn't actually be there 100% because there's other stuff that takes priority. I mean, to better understand my mom's trauma, I remember one conversation that I called her and asked her about her childhood and war and what did they do to her. And I mean, just right when I finished asking the question, I already knew it was traumatizing for her because she could barely utter the next word out. It just broke my heart. And I quickly changed the subject. I told her, you know what I mean, we don't have to talk about that right now. And I never revisited that conversation since. I mean, for her to be so wounded by her own war and what she went through, I mean, I can see that there's still pain there, you know, from the losses that she had. It's just through the years I started gathering different information that from other people, my sisters, and you know what I mean, mm-hmm. that I finally hear that, hey, her mom is still back there. Mm. She has two brothers and two sisters still back there. Mm. And yeah, that's painful to leave family behind like that. So, and that's just one piece. Her health is kind of declining. I mean, she walks with a walker. She's diabetic. Her vision is not that strong. It's sad because I really, really want to be home and just be her caretaker, you know what I mean? And it would be my honor and it'd be a way for me to tell her, hey, I'm sorry and this is how I want to give back to you, you know, just one small way. I think it will bring a lot of healing to the both of us.